Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast prepared for Friday, April 18th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share a biblical perspective each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, Little is Much, and the brief scripture portion is from John 6, verse 9.
But what are they among so many?
Many years ago, I read an inspiring mission story that I've never forgotten and hope I never do. It was about a man who had a very severe disability that greatly limited his ability to function. Yet he had a love for the Lord and a giving heart toward missions. He was determined to do what he could to support the worldwide cause of Christ. At his request, he was positioned under a walnut tree where he sat on the ground. One by one, he laboriously picked up walnuts that would then be sold and the funds distributed to support missions.
Most every reader in our encouragement series has heard of Fanny Crosby. She died in 1915, but her songs have endured and are still sung in churches all around the world. When we lived in New England, we often drove through Bridgeport, Connecticut on I-95, where Fanny Crosby's body was laid to rest. This simple inscription is written on her tombstone. She hath done what she could.
Fanny Crosby was blind from infancy, but she allowed God to use her gift of words put to music and has impacted many generations for Christ. No trace of bitterness is evident in her song text, and I don't believe they ever existed. She didn't live out her life wallowing in regrets or torment herself with the defeatist mind game, what if? She indeed did what she could.
Do you recognize the daily scripture portion that I shared earlier? What was that?
Well, it's the verse that says, what are they among so many? And we'll see if the folks can pick that up, and you're going to explain in just a second.
Well, Stephen purposefully selected a short phrase from the verse apart from the context. The disciples were confronted with a great need. How do we feed the multitude? Philip had done some quick math and determined the immensity of the food deficit. Well, I appreciate people that can do quick mental math calculation.
Andrew found a little lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish and brought him to the Lord. As Andrew looked at the apparent inadequacy of the food resource, he realistically observed, but what are they among so many? I may not be quick at math like Philip, but I realize that I am a lot like Andrew in my analytical approach to problems.
Well, Jesus didn't answer Andrew's question, but merely instructed, have the people sit down. Then he commenced with the marvelous, miraculous feeding of the 5,000. What little food supply the lad provided was more than enough, since God was in it.
God purposes to use each of us today, regardless of our apparent limitations. What is the lasting answer to the question, but what are they among so many? It is absolutely adequate when God is in it. Stay faithful to your call and mission today.
Let's pray together. Almighty God, help us not to look at the immensity of the task before us, but help us to look at the immensity of our all-powerful God. With humankind, many things are impossible, but with you, our Father, nothing is impossible. We want to trust you for supernatural workings in our lives and in the duties you require of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Friday, April 18th, 2008. We do have several photos on the website today, including a beautiful photo of a flower setting at a church Brooksine took as she was out about. Also have several suggested songs up on the website today, links to suggested songs, and one of them is a song that deals with this very subject. And I found a beautiful version by Larry Ford, Little as Much is the title of the song, and of course, it goes on to state when God is in it, and it really supports today's message. There are several other song links as well, various types of music that you may enjoy, available through links. Well, thank you for joining us today, and may you realize that your labor, whatever it is, devoted to Christ, does matter and will make a difference.